My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin tries to be a life coach to his scammer Belinda and tries to help her find a job. Willie, listen and enjoy.
All right, so when we last left with Belinda, she was fetching about money.
Yes.
Not overtly asking.
Not overtly asking, still just complaining.
But, you know, as I've developed an affection, an affinity for Belinda, and I want to help her solve problems as best as I can.
Uh-oh.
You're
putting on your fake, sincere face. I'm really nervous.
This already happened.
I know, but I'm still nervous.
No, Belinda needs money. She's got a little girl, Kasha. There's Granny.
Right.
What can I do to help her? I go online. I go to Craigslist in Accra. I find her a job. I'm here to help.
You know what? You never know.
So, it's pretty much where we left off, right?
How's the job search going, Belinda?
All right. So remember, we also ended with a little bit of a tiff.
Yes.
Yes.
What exactly was it? Let me see exactly what it was, because there was a little...
She's being a little short with you.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I can't afford any more shortness.
Well, because when I'm expecting a bouquet of flowers and some sweet talk and maybe even a little cash, a Craigslist job offer is just exactly what the doctor wanted.
So we ended with this. I said to her, I guess you did not want to talk to me after all. She says, I feel bad when you say such things. I'm going through a lot, and this is the last thing I need right now. I go, what are you talking about? Last thing we were discussing, I was trying to help you find a job. So I guess you're saying you're better off without me. And that's where we ended it.
Mm-hmm.
That was April 1st. Here's April 2nd. She asked me how I am. I said, I'm hanging in. She says, same. And I ask her how she is. She says, same here. So I go, so do you want to be without me? She goes, why do you think that? I go, by what you said to me. She goes, I meant you saying I didn't want to talk to you was the last thing I needed. I go, well, that hurt me. You rather hurt me when you said I didn't want to talk to you, when in effect I was doing the contrary. That was her.
Yeah, look at that.
What?
I said, oh, look at her.
Yeah,
I was doing the contrary.
The two Brahma bullshits have entered the ring again.
Yeah.
Twisting and turning as we go.
That's how he makes it go. This could be a real woman.
Yeah, really.
There's not many guys that can argue like this.
You hurt my feelings. Well, you hurt my feelings.
I'm one that can argue like this, but there's not that many sick, twisted people that can do this shit.
That's why you love her.
She's my girl. She's my African squeeze. And I go, well, that hurt me. She goes, you'd rather hurt me. I go, so what happened? I did not mean to hurt you. She goes, you know, our time difference is not the same, and I felt sleepy, so I slept. Remember, she was supposed to come back online.
Right.
I go, still, I waited and felt like you did not want to speak with me. She goes, why would I do that? Had no reason to do that. I go, well, I was hurt.
And you said you waited.
I waited.
That boy, how pathetic is that?
I know. Huh? He's sitting, watching the internet.
It's not really different than anything normal for me. No. She goes, I guess we didn't communicate well. Sorry about that. I go, okay. I go, I really made every accommodation to chat with you last night. She goes, I did too, but I guess I couldn't cheat nature.
That was an interesting way to put it.
It certainly was. I laughed. She goes, well, it's true.
Yeah.
I go, I guess so, LOL. And it was funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Stupid. She's good at this. She goes, okay. I go, are we cool now? She goes, yeah. I go, good. I go, you weren't online. You weren't online sometime today. Where did you go? That's what she says to me. She goes, you weren't online sometime today. Where did you go? I go, just been busy. A lot to do. What did you do today, I ask. She goes, been to Granny's and home. Nothing much to do. I go, oh, I was online some, but did not see you.
It's a slow day in bullshit land.
Yeah. She goes, yeah, didn't see you too. I go, I think it's something with Facebook. She goes, I think so, too. Remember, we had the Facebook issues last
time.
Yeah. She goes, so what did you do today? I go, worked, gym. She goes, are you busy? I go, I am. She goes, okay, good night.
Well, what the hell? Wasn't that big of a day? What the hell do I want to talk about?
All right, bye.
I go, good night, love. Will I speak to you tomorrow? She goes, okay. I go, what time? She goes, don't really know. Around 3? I go, your time? She goes, yeah. I go, so 11 a.m. my time? She goes, yeah. I go, okay. I go, we'll try to get you a job. She goes, I hope so. Bye.
Sure says, bye.
No, there's no bye. There's no bye.
You're trying to put her ass to work.
Yeah.
You're there, and that's it. All right, so then we'll do April 3rd, and we'll get out of here. Not much there for you guys?
No. I mean, it was like, you know, you had an argument, but you're both like, well, you hurt me. Well, I didn't mean to. Well, it's bad communication. Okay, well, let's chat. Okay, you know.
Well, right. And also the thing is, too, when you get in a fight with your spouse, basically when you make up, you know, and that afterglow of making up, you don't want to say or do anything that could reignite the
fight.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like, you know, so it's all little small. It's all that's small what that talk. Was. It was all little small talk.
Make up cyber sex.
Tony had a headache.
No. Just tiptoeing around the issue was good enough.
Yeah.
Let the embers die down.
Joe's not going to have much for this clip when he gets to in 3 years from now.
Oh, boy.
God forbid.
Joe, 2016, what the hell? I got to deal with this shit.
You will have a place with a lot better.
Very funny. His basement apartment stinks.
Nah, he'll be at Anthony's place. He has people to do that.
All right. Now I got to get in the pool. I got to deal with this.
April 3rd, she goes, hey. I go, hey to you, smiley face. She goes, how are you? I go, I'm okay. How are you? She goes, I'm okay. She goes, aren't you busy anymore? I go, I am, but I will happily make time for you.
Mm-hmm.
I go, you're the best part of my day, so it'd be crazy to not deny myself a moment with you. She goes, okay, that's nice to hear. I go, does that make you happy? She goes, I don't know what happiness means anymore.
Uh-oh. What's that mean?
Nothing.
Nothing. Everything's fine.
Nothing.
It's fine.
This is not where I wanted this to go.
Yeah, no.
I go, would you like to tell me about it? She goes, I'm seeing the future of my daughter fade right before my very eyes, and there is nothing or very little I can do about it.
Oh, boy.
So keep in mind here, she knows I got a little girl, too. Or he knows, you know?
Oh, no. This is the way to go.
This is if this is a ploy, it's a smart tactic.
Yeah, it's like, because we all perked up when she said that.
She's putting the kid involved.
I know.
Not the money for me.
Yeah, sure. It was like, no money for Kasha's school.
Don't be so cold-hearted, Shiro.
I think you're right, Shiro.
Remember, I almost saw the daughter on the camera.
I know, but, well, what's her problem?
She goes, well, she's seen the future fade. I go, I think we need to get you a job.
Because you're being a little melodramatic.
Now, what's funny here is, she started, this is true, she's starting to wind up to ask for something.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what do I do? You gotta get a job.
Gotta get a job!
I ain't paying for shit!
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.